Back to Review Podcast, episode 21 this week, Pain and Gain, and a special top 5 list of the top 5 worst movie starring pro wrestlers. Can't wait to get into that. That one's gonna be fun. Ton of fun. I'm your host, Paul, as always. Backdoorreviews.com, that's the website, that's the name of the podcast. Yeah, very clever of me to do those both together. That's the worst fucking name ever, but oh well, I'm stuck with it. What are you gonna do? Did up the site, nothing new going on there, just because I've had a little bit of difficulties updating it, so I'll figure it out, though, hopefully eventually. Twitter, Y2Stump. Go follow me there. I'm an interesting follow. I gotta think everyone says that. Fuck that. No, I'm a total bore, but follow me anyway. Stitcher. Yeah, on the Stitcher. So, yeah, go listen there. I listen to myself on Stitcher all the time. As should you. I guess. NitroCast. That's the other podcast there. Yeah, speaking of pro wrestling, yeah, that's the classic retro WCW podcast that I do. So yeah, so also check that one out. That one's also on Stitcher too, and iTunes and Podomatic and whatever else. Yeah, it's there. Yep. All right, yeah, let's get down to it. New trailers this week. Let's see. Let's start off with good stuff. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah, we're getting a S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show. How fucking awesome is that? You know, Avengers on TV. Can't wait. It's going to be pretty cool. Agent Coulson is apparently alive, which that's definitely pretty awesome. I'm sure there's going to be all kinds of tie-ins to the movies and things like that. Yeah, can't wait. It's going to be pretty cool. And that one's coming to, what, ABC, I think? So, yeah, whatever. I mean, it looks cool. It has that nice Avengers look to it, and yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. And other new trailers, Gravity. This is the new one with George Clooney and Sandy Bullock. I had to call her Sandy. Don't worry about it. No big deal. We know each other from back in the day. They're astronauts, and guess they go up into space and do astronaut things, and they have to fix a space station, and it like blows up on them, and then they spend the next 90 minutes after that just floating in space. I don't think I will be reviewing that one for the show. That does not sound interesting in the least. Yeah, that one's gonna be a total bore. Just saying, gonna be a bore. But, eh, check it out if you want, but like that, I'm passing. Inside Llewyn Davis. That's the newest one from the Coen brothers. Wow, sniffly sniffle. That's me. Yeah, newest one from the Coen brothers. This looks like a total bore as well. He's supposed to be, Llewyn Davis is supposed to be like this musician and stuff, but he looks like he's really deep and stuff, and John Goodman's in it, and I don't know, this is one of those artsy-fartsy flicks, I suppose, that, you know, just way above me. Yeah, I will be, I'll be passing on that one as well. So, yeah, what can I say, I'm lowest common denominator, motherfuckers. Yeah, don't get too highbrow on me. Get too highbrow, you lose me. Yeah, that's it for new trailers. Yeah, not a very good weekend trailer except for S.H.I.E.L.D., which should be pretty awesome. What have I been watching? Not a whole heck of a lot. Did catch up on Hannibal. That's an awesome show, and it's finally going to places where it needs to go. Instead of every week, you know, they're chasing after some new fucked up serial killer. They seem to have really kind of settled into, you know, they're after one, which is basically Hannibal. And last week, really awesome. All kinds of people eating and stuff. So So it was great. It was fantastic. I really hope it gets picked up for another season. Because I'm enjoying it, and I would like to see where it's going to go. I just wish that Mads Mikkelsen was a little easier to understand. I mean, he's a fucking mushmouth. But, oh well, what are you going to do? Yeah, that's it. And, I got one other thing I watched yesterday. The Aftershock. This is like the straight to VOD or DVD, whatever the fuck it is. New flick with Eli Roth's name attached to it. He's starring in it. He wrote it, produced it, all that stuff. Didn't direct it. Oh my gosh, allergies are killing me. Sorry guys, I'm all sniffly and nasally and shitty sounding. But yeah, Aftershock. This is one of the worst movies I've seen in a while. I was going to write a review on it, but you know what? It's not even worth my fucking effort. It's, you know, a group of people are in Chile, and then there's a earthquake, and then bad things happen. Yeah, my monotone is totally warranted for this. Yeah, this movie is fucking balls. Okay, that's it. Eli Roth, you are officially sketchy now. Your name means nothing to me when it comes to horror. After this and Hemlock Grove, this is so bad. There's like a fake Zach Galifianakis in it, and he's awful, and his beard looks fake. There's a couple attempts at humor. One of them was pretty funny. This girl had like a Wu-Tang Clan a logo tattooed on her back. That was about it. Yeah, this is total balls. It takes forever to get going. I mean, you're 30 minutes in before the earthquake happens. And then as soon as the earthquake happens, it turns into like a sci-fi movie. Like a made for sci-fi movie. That's how bad this is. The acting is shit. Eli Roth plays like a good douche, I guess, but fucking A, dude. Quit. Just quit. Get to acting. I mean, get off of acting. Get back to directing. These characters are cliche. They're all unlikable. This is so fucking ridiculous. It's really bad. There was like an earthquake, and then like the prison, everybody escaped and shit. And of course, as soon as prisoners escape, you know what they want to do, right? They want to rape. So that's what happened then. Then you just have roving gangs of rape and fanny packs. So if you're a fan of rape and fanny packs, then check out Aftershock. But for anyone else, fucking avoid this movie. It is seriously awful. I'm much dumber for having seen it, and I didn't need too much help there. But, this was fucking awful, and it's one of the worst things I've seen in a long time. If I'm giving it a grade, it's an F. It's an F. That's my grade. Fuck that movie. It stunk. Eli Roth, you are really, just put on notice at this point, man. You are not must-see anymore when it comes to horror. That's it. Yeah, fuck that movie. Okay. Am I done with that? Yeah. Anything else that I watched? Was going to watch... I know I was going to review Place Beyond the Pines this week, but it didn't come up around here, so... Like, I was hoping it would. So, yeah. But I'm sure that one will be coming around eventually, so... All right, let's get down to it. Pain and Gain. It's not, like, the newest flick, but, I had to figure out something for, this week. Michael Bay, his newest film. It stars a whole shit ton of people. And, in this life, there are doers and don'ters. This is Danny Lugo's mantra throughout Pain and Gain. Fuels him and helps him and helps lead to his downfall. Pain and Gain is the newest film from director Michael Bay and stars Mark Wahlberg, Anthony Mackie, The Rock, Tony Shalhoub, Ed Harris, and a bunch of other people. The name Michael Bay is usually like kryptonite for me. I am not a big fan. Transformers, all three of those, Armageddon, Bad Boys, Pearl Harbor, yuck. I'll have a prominent spot in my least favorite films list. I don't care for Bay's style. Too many fucking slow-mos. His hacky storytelling, his overuse of CG. American flags fucking everywhere. Robots. Yeah, I can't stand them. I'll stop there before I start to sound like a fucking douche. And it's too late for that. I'm just not his target demographic, I suppose. I respect his talent, but we just don't see eye to eye. So this was a little cause of trepidation leading into this film for me, but I gotta say, I owe Mr. Bay an apology. Pain and Gain was so much better than I thought it would be. So I'm sorry, Michael. Pain and Gain is about a trio of bodybuilders in Florida that kidnap and extort a man. This is loosely based on a true story. The basic framework is in the movie, but it is very loosely there. I really suggest everybody go check out the real story. There's like a link there on the website. Plot is very well executed. Moves at a fast pace, is never dull, and it takes the viewer on quite the ride. Ugh, wow, did I really write that? Son of a bitch. I stink. Even though this is a two-hour film, it definitely doesn't feel like it. Pain and Gain is part action, which is very well done, and part comedy, which is also pretty well done. This is a very odd mix for the subject matter. This is a film about three guys that kidnap and torture another person, and they take everything that he has. How the fuck are you putting humor in there? But somehow they did pull this off, and it almost makes these deplorable people almost sympathetic, which could have been a mistake, but it worked for me. No, it didn't work for other folks, but it worked for me. The man that was kidnapped, that's Tony Shalhoub's character, is portrayed as more the bad guy than the actual bad guys. This is a small gripe that I really didn't notice until I was done watching it. Everyone in the film puts forth a really solid effort. Mark Wahlberg is good at playing a hot-headed, charismatic dummy. This is part that was made for him. Andy solid as usual. The Rock really stole the show in this, though. His character is such a departure for him. He's a Jesus-loving, coke-sniffing, almost sympathetic, good-hearted villain. He really owns every scene he is in, and it's worth it just to see it for him. Anthony Mackie, very solid, and he is so underrated. Very talented, and I really liked him in this. Huge cast, and everyone does a really good job, especially Ed Harris. He's also in there as well. He's really like the only sane character in this, and I just love me some Ed Harris. As good as the performances are in this, the filmmaking is even better to me. You have no idea how much it pains me to say that, but Michael Bay really shows his almost underutilized talents in this. I love the editing in this film. It has such a disjointed, frenetic feel, and it just fits it really nicely. This is like the opposite of a Michael Bay flick, except for American Flags. This man never met a flag that he didn't fucking put on film. So there's still, you know, American Flag slow-mo shots and shit. After seeing this, makes you wonder why he doesn't shoot more movies like this. But again, you know, he knows what works for him. He knows what makes him billions of dollars, and he has made billions of dollars, so who the fuck am I to criticize? Pain and Gain is by no means a perfect film, but it is extremely fun and 2 hours well spent. It's worth it just to see the absurdity of the story and the fantastic performances by everyone involved. I enjoyed it. This movie really got killed, though, I think, at like by reviewers and stuff. Not that I really pay attention to them. I mean, you know, they can go fuck themselves with a plastic one. But yeah, I know, you know, people had a fit like over the story and all that shit. Fine, you know what, I get it. But it was the Hollywood version of the real story. You want to read the real story, then go ahead. But a lot of the basic framework is still there. And yeah, they did inject a shit ton of humor into it, which is really fucked up. To know that you're having fun with these completely awful people, and that you almost feel bad for them. They're almost the sympathetic heroes here. That was a risky choice by them to do it, and to me it paid off. I could see why, you know, a lot of people wouldn't like this and get all butthurt about it, and, you know, yeah, these are real people, for the most part. They're bad people. Yeah, we get that, but you know what, this is a fucking movie. It was a bold choice, and it paid off for me. Made the movie fun. I liked it. The Rock is just so good in this. I said it's worth it just to watch for him. It really is. This is the complete opposite of everything he has ever done. I want to see him take more chances like this. He was cast in this just because he is a huge fucking guy, but he was a complete badass, a goof at times, and really the most sympathetic person in the movie. He owned every single scene he was in. This is easily the best performance of his life. Check it out just for him. But like the editing and all that good stuff, all that filmmaking, fancy talk, I really liked how it was done. This was the anti-Michael Bay film. And I know a lot of people say that, this is him, this was Michael Bay going back to like his low budget roots. This was still like a $30 or $40 million budget. This is not a small picture. So, you know, it's definitely not an indie film. Maybe for him it is, but I really enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun. It's not exactly the true story. I mean, you know, they combine characters and things like that, and, you know, they embellish things. Guess what? That's their job. That's what storytellers do. It's a story. Read the real story, then you can get the whole encapsulating thing. And it really is... It's worth it just to read the whole story, though. Just to see that, yeah, this shit really happened. So, yeah. So go do that. There's a link there on the review. So, yeah, go do that. Am I done talking about Pain and Gain? I think so. Grade. Give it a grade. I'm going to give it a B. B, B plus. Yeah, that sounds right. I like it. Definitely go check that out. You could... definitely spend 2 hours a lot worse ways. Okay. So that's that. And now, let's see, we're getting into the top five worst movies starring a pro wrestler after one of the best movies I've seen starring a pro wrestler. I still consider The Rock a wrestler, I suppose. I may not like him, but, I gotta respect him. Respect the talent and his ability to cross over. And it's really a wonder that more wrestlers have not crossed over into movies. A lot have tried. Almost all have failed. These guys are acting and performing every night, you know, in front of a live crowd. But just for some reason, it just doesn't translate to film. You could seriously count on one hand the number of good movies starring a pro wrestler. That's why I decided not to do that. Because it would have been Pain and Gain and They Live. And then I would have struggled to figure out other stuff. The Wrestler. I would have put that on there. But, you know, that's just a bunch of indie guys in that, though. So, wouldn't have counted. But yeah, let's get down to it. Here we go. The Backdoor Reviews Top 5 Worst Movies Starring a Pro Wrestler. Number 5. Speaking of Dwayne Johnson, he checks in at number 5 with The Tooth Fairy. After proving to us in countless action films that he was a total badass, The Rock then decided to go through an extremely awkward period of his career where he decided that he wanted to be Disney's bitch. Game plan, Race to Witch Mountain, and the totally shit-tastic Tooth Fairy. Rock plays a minor league hockey player who just fights. That's it. And he's an asshole, as usual. And he was called the Tooth Fairy, right? Something like that. And he ends up, like, stealing a dollar from underneath his girlfriend's daughter's pillow when she loses a tooth to have a poker game or something like that. This caused him to be turned into the Tooth Fairy, having to juggle those duties with his hockey playing, making for allegedly hilarious results. Yeah. Ashley Judd, Julie Andrews, and fucking Billy Crystal got dragged into this bullshit. Nothing unexpected happens. There's nothing funny. I'm sure it made a shit ton of money, but this was just fucking awful. I mean, it's the Rock. He's a big guy, and he's wearing a tutu and shit like that, and he has wings and all. And he smiles a lot, and he's so super ultra-facey. And I hate him when he's like this. I much prefer him more now when he's all juiced up, allegedly. And, you know, being a tough guy. But the worst part about this is that it spawned a sequel starring Larry the Cable Guy. A man that has no teeth. I'm guessing. No, Larry's a good guy. But yeah, Tooth Fairy, fucking ballsack, it's awful. Number four, Santa's Sleigh. Whoever thought that Bill Goldberg would be a good fit for a movie, never saw him wrestle or conduct an interview. Well, he's a huge guy, and he's scary. He is a black hole of charisma, and, it is just one of the many, many reasons why Santa's Sleigh is such a fucking god-awful film. It's a awful name. that's just number one. Santa Claus is a vicious killer. He's born from the devil, and the film has a surprisingly involved mythology that Santa, you know, which is an anagram for Satan, you know. He lost a fight to an angel and was sentenced to 1,000 years of handing out presents to kids. And, of course, his sentence runs out just as the film begins. And Santa goes on a killing, goes on a brutal killing spree. The angels return to fight, and the movie ends with Santa hightailing it back to the North Pole, making for one of the most bizarre and asinine holiday films that's ever been made. It's a shame, as the film had the potential to be, you know, one of those cult classics, but Goldberg is just so fucking stinky, and the script was awful, and it's garbage. Not to mention, I don't think anyone told them that Goldberg's Jewish. So, yeah, so I don't know. It just cracks me up. It's just funny. Really, it's just funny to me. You know, you got a Jewish Santa Claus. They don't believe in Santa, right? Or they don't celebrate it, right? No. But he had a cool beard, and you know, it was a reason for him to have a cool beard on TV. This was during his 1 year in the WWE. So yeah, watch it just for Goldberg's beard, and that's it. it's garbage. Santa's Sleigh. That's number four. Number three, Hell Comes to Frogtown. Now, most of you are saying, what the fuck is this? This is Roddy Piper. He gets off a little easier than most just because he was in They Live and because he is Roddy Piper. This was Hell Comes to Frogtown was his follow-up to They Live, which really destroyed his career, I suppose. Piper plays Sam Hell. See? Hell comes to Frogtown because his name is Hell. He goes to Frogtown and is held prisoner by the women who now run the United States, and he gets sent to a futuristic wasteland called Frogtown, which is presided over by malicious giant frogmen. Hell has to save the world's hottest women, with whom he can help repopulate the planet. He's talking shit all along the way, and he's fucking. Yeah, I can't even make this up. It's not even the best or worst of it. Hell can't flee from his duty because he has a giant bomb attached to his balls, meaning that if he runs, his junk is going to be splattered all over the place. Yeah, think about all that. This really happened. This was an actual movie. Roddy Piper gets sent to Frogtown, which is run by giant frogmen. He has to repopulate the planet, but he can't run away because he has a bomb attached to his balls. All this is true. This really was made into a movie. Yeah, what the fuck? Seriously, this was a fucking movie. Yeah. Piper does his best, you know. I mean, he is Roddy Piper, so he just has that cocky charisma, you know, that thing that makes him so special. But yeah, what a shit fuck balls of a movie. My God, I can't even come up with words. It's just terrible that this was his follow-up to They Live. He could have really gone places. I mean, he could have had a career like The Rock's instead of the career that he's had. I'm sure, you know, he doesn't regret anything. He doesn't seem like the guy that does. But, man, I just wish he would have picked a better follow-up movie. You know, he could have had such a better career and been in such better movies. So, yeah, it's kind of a shame. But, hey, it's nice to see him on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. So, yeah, check him out there. But, yeah, number three, Hell Comes to Frogtown. Number two, Ready to Rumble. This movie was so bad, it basically killed WCW. This movie put the belt on David Arquette. Yep. It starred pretty much everybody that was in WCW at the time. So, you know, Diamond Dallas Page, Sting, Goldberg, you know, all those guys were in it. Yeah, fuck this movie. This movie, it did. It killed WCW. They put a lot of money into it. It was garbage. David Arquette is one of the worst actors ever. Yeah, but hey, it got him the world title. And it got Vince McMahon. It killed off Vince McMahon's competition. So, there you go. This movie deserves to be on this list just because it killed a fucking company. Yeah, it's about two morons who want to help Jimmy the King, who was Oliver Platt. They want to help him become the champ again because pro wrestling is real, according to these fucktards. Yeah, you know, my brain hurts. I'm not even going to talk about that stupid fucking movie. Because I love WCW. As you could tell, I have a podcast dedicated to WCW. And yeah, and that fucking movie just destroyed it. So yeah, fuck that movie. Ready to Rumble number two. See, look, now I'm all mad. Now I'm pissed off about it. God damn it. All right, number one, Hulk Hogan. That's basically it. Hulk Hogan, he has one of the worst catalog of films ever. No Holds Barred, Mr. Nanny, Santa with Muscles, Suburban Commando, Three Ninjas Do Something on a fucking amusement park, Thunder in Paradise. He had his own goddamn TV show. He is the worst. No Holds Barred, let's start there. This was the movie that WWF at the time attempted to use to legitimize their sport. And it just fails on every fucking level. It's a pile of shit. Hogan plays a wrestler, huge stretch. His name is Rip. says, "Rip him, brother." Rival company is trying to lure him away from his current line of employment. Numerous nefarious means are employed to try and entice him over, such as sending a woman to seduce him, but it doesn't work. And so a network rival actually suggests having her raped. Yep. Which should have been a lighthearted film, but wrestling is an awkward, tone-deaf one that's completely inappropriate for the audience that that it was aimed towards. Plus, it has one of the most awkward, like, attempted sex scenes ever. The film ends with the antagonist, Zeus, losing to Hogan's character before actually dying. Yep, he fucking dies. They like turned this into a huge storyline that had a match there at, what was it, SummerSlam? Between Zeus and Hogan that was just god-awful. It was so bad that they like tried to reproduce it again, the match, I mean, in WCW. They brought Zeus back for like the triple cage bullshit. Yeah, keep listening to NitroCast. I'm getting there soon. They brought Zeus back as fucking Z-Gangsta. Yuck. Yes, fuck that movie. Santa with Muscles. I think that this was the reason why Hogan got his mustache shaved. Again, just go listen to the NitroCast if you're interested. Okay, Santa Muscles, this makes Santa Slay look good. Hogan, he's just fucking awful. It's a real shitty, idiotic screenplay. Who writes this garbage? It's so dumb. Hogan plays an evil billionaire who suffers amnesia and comes to believe that he is Santa Claus. This movie makes frequent appearances on IMDb's bottom 100, and rightfully so. It's seriously one of the worst things I've ever seen. I do believe that a very young Mila Kunis is in this. So, yeah. It's a wonder her career survived this. Garrett Morris also in it, from Saturday Night Live fame back in the 70s. Mr. Nanny, can't forget that. Togi did this one right towards the end of his run there with WWF. He was really trying to make that leap to movies. And this is one of the worst ways to do it was Mr. Nanny. it's been recycled a billion times, flicks like The Pacifier, where there's a tough guy who ends up being a babysitter, does some really shithead kids, and, they treat them like garbage and they're assholes, and eventually, everybody lives happily ever after, whatever, it's bullshit. This is just so awful. Hogan gets to wear a tutu, and he gets ahead the little bit of hair that he has, curled. I don't know how they manage that one. This really led to this started the downfall to Hogan's career. The only thing that could save him was a heel turn, thanks to the NWO. Suburban Commando, that is just one of the worst things ever. 3 Ninjas, this guy has done some real shit. He did one decent movie. That was it. That was Rocky 3 when he was Thunderlips. That was it. He did one fucking decent thing. Hogan, quit. Just quit. You can't cut a promo. You can't act. You're just awful, man. Someone had to tell you. Stick to doing pornos. I should have put that as number one. I should have had that number one, Hogan's Porno. Damn it. Hindsight, 2020. Fuck. Anyway, wow, that was a mess of a list. Top. Let's run that list down one more time. Christ, I can't fucking talk. Number 5, Tooth Fairy. Number 4, Santa Slay. Number 3, Hell Comes to Frogtown. Number 2, Ready to Rumble. And number 1, the whole mess of Hulk Hogan's shit. And it should have been Hulk Hogan's porno. God damn it. Oh, well. So, yeah, so that was top 5 worst movies starring a pro wrestler. Yeah, I'm sure I could have added China and X-Pac, so. Porno on there too. What was it? One Night in China? Yuck. Wow, I'm speechless and have the chills. Is that it? I think that's it. I think we're good. Wow, what a fucking mess of a show that was. My God. Hey, thanks for sticking through it. If anybody did. I can see why you wouldn't, though. My God. I'm a mushmouth asshole today. Next week, Star Trek. Into Darkness, right? Yeah, that's what next week's show is going to be. Star Trek Into Darkness. And I'm sure that, you know, there'll be some type of top 5 list to go with it. It won't be top 5 Star Wars, Star Trek flicks. Because I don't think I've seen 5 of them. I'm a Star Wars guy, not a Star Trek guy. Like the last Star Trek. The reboot, remake, whatever. So, yeah, so I'm really excited for this one. I'm pretty sure it was on the top. Yeah, that was on the top 10 most anticipated for this year. So, yeah, we'll have, next week, Star Trek Into Darkness. That'll be next show. But until then, hey, thanks for listening. Again, I apologize for, wow, me and my mushy mouthness. Yuck. I'm Paul for Backdoor Review Podcast. Remember, hit up the site, backdoorreviews.com, Twitter, Y2Stump, Stitcher. Yeah, go listen to me on Stitcher, write a review, give me 1 star, tell me I suck balls, whatever. But yeah, next week, though, should be a good show, as opposed to this week, which was just fucking awful. Alright, I'm out of here. Again, Paul, Backdoor Reviews Podcast, why go through the front door when I just shit out the fucking bag of it? Peace.